Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend, and our money man, Paul Merriman from askpaul.ie, is back with some very easy to understand, simple financial advice today. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Trina. How are you?
All right. So, pension season. I didn't know there was such a thing as pension season, but there is.
Yeah, pension season is something that's kind of made up from the point of view that self-employed people start making their declarations, their revenue, by the end of October, Trina. So, if you're self-employed, you'll be doing a return with your accountant, but you can offload a lot of that money into a pension plan. The reason we're talking about today is that you're going to hear a lot of ads, a lot of TV ads, a lot of press, a lot on social media as well. So you're going to see a lot of pushes on pensions. So we thought we'd just have a quick chat, trying to demystify a couple of things that I hear from clients all the time. And I suppose the biggest one I'm going to start with is why you need a pension. Now, a pension is simply just a bank account. You put money into it and it has a tax-free status around it. So do you remember the SSIA's trading?
Yeah, they were brilliant.
They were brilliant. So the SSIA, everyone loved it because you got, I think it was 24% back from the revenue, right? And a pension, you get up to 40% back if you're on the high rate of income tax. So it's like a massive tax haven. So I call them SSIAs on steroids. It's just an account with a life insurance company. You put your money in. Now, you can't touch it until 60, but that's okay. Sometimes you get out a bit early, but let's say till 60. You put your money in. Revenue give you relief. So if you put in 100 quid, you get 40 quid back from the revenue. So it only costs you 60. The other thing about them is that the fund, that account that you have with a life insurance company, grows tax-free between now and retirement age. So revenue don't touch it. Any other account, like a deposit account, you get door tax every year. If you have a rental property, you get tax in October every year. So again, it's a good kind of tax-free haven. And then when you get to retirement, the bigger the pot you have, the more comfortable you're going to be. Now, it gets a bit complicated. When you put that money into this account, you can invest it. And that's where most people lose their marbles and don't understand and get confused. Because the first part is easy. It's an account you pay in and you wait till 60 to get it out. The investment part doesn't have to be that scary. All funds that you invest in, so if you are investing your money, there's a risk rating on all these funds now that goes between 1 and 7. So Trina, if you're a 1, it means you're really, really low risk. If you're a 7, you're really, really high risk. Most clients that I deal with in my practice are around a 3 or a 4 when you do a risk profile, see how they feel about risk. But if you're going to a pension and you want to be a risk 1 and you don't take any risk, that's okay. You just get your tax relief off the government, leave your money sitting there at your 60, and you've still made money because the government's giving you a lot of money. The idea about pensions, though, is that if you have that type of money and you invest it over the long term, you get a really good return. It's usually in around 5 to 6%. And that makes a massive difference to the lifetime, especially if you're saving for 20 or 30 years. If you're getting 6% every year, back to school, compound interest, it makes a massive difference. But if you're scared of investing and you don't understand it, you don't have to invest your money.
Yeah.
You can still just get your pension, get your tax relief, and leave it sitting there.
If you choose a risky one, though, Paul, is there a chance you lose everything?
No, there's a chance the money will go up and down massively, though. So you might one year, like one of the funds, for argument's sake, like Irish Life have really, just sticking on the Irish Life subject because the Ardenal campaign at the moment, they have really good funds. Like one of their funds I particularly like is a Fidelity India China fund. And that fund can go up by 70% 1 year, maybe down 70% the next year. It's a mad fund, but it's emerging markets.
So it's long term you're looking at.
It's long term, but it'd be a good idea to maybe put 10 or 15% of your money in there. You don't have to put all your money in there.
Can I just ask you a question, Paul, about financial advisors? People are sometimes wary of financial advisors because they think, oh, well, they're connected to that particular organisation, that bank or that, you know, Irish Life or whatever. Yeah. They're getting a commission. So that's why they're pushing it in that direction.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do we...
So the worst thing you can do with you're setting up a bank, if you're setting up a pension or going to for any kind of financial product, be it life insurance, a pension or investment account for kids or children's education funds, the worst place you can go with it is the bank. The bank are generally tied to a life insurance company.
Mm.
And to be honest with you, all the banks except for Bank of Ireland are tied to Irish Life at the present. And Bank of Ireland are tied to New Ireland. So you're only going to get an Irish Life or a New Ireland product. A financial advisor, so for argument's sake, in my practice, we deal with 18 different agencies and 18 different companies. There's commission and there's fee-based options, so we can charge clients a fee, or some clients don't want us to take a fee out of their back pocket, so they let us go the commission way. When you go the commission way, very, very unusual for an advisor to pick one company over another just because of the commission, because it's going to be really
similar,
out in the open.
Yeah.
You're going to see most of them are the same commission option anyway, so you're going to be looking for an advisor that you trust is upfront, that's going to educate you as well. And like I said, if you want to go fee-based, an advisor, just ask your financial advisor, can you take a fee rather than a commission, and they should say yes. I've never met an advisor that wouldn't take a fee over commission. Years ago, Trina, and I thought maybe over a decade ago, there wasn't much regulation from the financial regulator in the marketplace. So there was obviously rogue advisors like you get in every industry, and they've just given the industry a bad reputation. But now most advisors are qualified. Actually, in fairness, there's a really good site out there called trustedadvisor.ie. So again, if someone's looking for advice, you come to me.
Are you on there, Paul?
Huh? Oh, I am on there. Yeah. I am, trust me.
And just on the pensions there, Paul, that can come out of your wages directly. So can you go to your financial control controller or whatever in your job and say...
So if you're in work, you're entitled to take out what's called a PRSA, a personal retirement savings account, and your employer legally has to let you do it through payroll. And that means you get your tax relief automatically. So if you put 100 quid in every month for your payroll, you're only going to be missing 60 quid from your net take-home pay. So it's really, really, really good to do it that way. And they have to legally allow you to put it through payroll. Now, the other thing is you can do it your own through your own bank account if you don't want your employer involved. Some people come to me and say, look, Paul, I don't really want my employer knowing I'm doing my pension. It's a private thing. I just want my own pension. And you can put it through your own bank account. Your 100 quid will come out of your bank account and you get a rebate then in your tax credits of 40 quid a month.
Okay.
So it's still the same net to your back pocket.
Yeah.
It's a really good thing to do. I have been in this industry almost 20 years and I've met loads of different clients. One of my clients said something really that hit me the other day. He retired. Now, he had a decent sized pension fund. Of course, he was a client of mine. And we looked after him well. But he had a really decent sized pension fund. When he got to retirement age, his income stopped coming in. He still had 11 direct debits in it. So he had 11 direct debits coming out of his bank account. So those direct debits, I can't remember them all, but for argument's sake, he had his gas, his ESB, he had his Sky, he had his VHI, which was quite hefty come retirement age as well. And he had his car insurance, I think it was. Then every year he had his car tax coming out and his house insurance. So these things all add up. And he was saying to me, look, Paul, my direct debits are in around 700 or 800 quid a month. That's just living. That's before shopping or anything else. And it might seem high to some people, but in fairness, that's what they were. Now that's in fairness, the VHI that he had is quite expensive that age. That would have been a massive chunk of that. But his point was, the state pension is just over $1,000 a month. So if you're just living on that state pension, before you go out to buy groceries, or go for a pint, go on holidays, have
put
a coffee
petrol
even,
in your car.
Before you do anything, you're looking at in around 600 to 800 quid a month going out. That's a lot of money. That means you've only left 400 quid, which is 100 quid. You're not going to be able to live on the state pension. I don't care what anybody says. Having to live on 12 grand is miserable. And I don't care if it's 20 or 30 years away. You have to sort there at some point. So, you know, it's up to you to do it. You
okay, can't rely Paul, on the I've been told. You've told me now. There's no need to come back to me now in 30, 40 years and saying, I told you so. Do you remember we did that radio show?
I'm going to keep this slot. I'm going to keep this slot and remind you every year. From a plain English point of view, don't be scared of pensions. There's loads of videos on askpaul.ie. If you really need help, we've also set up another site actually called expertpensions.ie. But just specifically for pensions, if you head over to expertpensions.ie, you're going to get a lot of information there as well.
Can I ask you, Paul, when people take out a pension, obviously they're getting the tax free and all that, but is there a big fee then by the pension company for looking after
this
your
this is a brilliant
account?
Question actually, Trina, thanks for bringing it up. So when it comes to the charging structures, pensions are a place where people get ripped a lot, and it's very easy to not understand what they are. I'm going to give you an example of one of the charges. One of the charges is called allocation charge. So for argument's sake, say you're putting your 100 quid into your pension and you have an allocation rate of 95%. Basically what that is, it's a fee of 5%. So only 95% of your money gets invested. So 5% is gone. But again, the industry is very clever how they disguise these charges. So allocation 95 or 98 will mean a charge of 2 or 5%. We try and ask Paul.ie and PAX, our financial planning practice, we try to make sure everybody gets 100% allocation. So there's no fees. And the reason for that is if you're putting money into your pension and you're getting charged on the way in and you're hoping to get a return of 5 or 6%, but you're being charged 5 on the way in, well,
you're
going nowhere.
You're getting 1%.
Yeah, well, no, then the edit fee on that is an annual. There's an annual management charge on the fund of usually 1 to 1.5%, depending on the size of the fund and the fee you've agreed with the clients. That means you're 6 to 6.5% gone and you're hoping to get a 6% return. It doesn't make any sense. So please, if you have a pension, review it and make sure you're not getting charge allocation charge on your pension, because it's the biggest kind of it's the biggest problem you're going
to
have.
So what's the best thing that people can do? Don't go to the companies directly, maybe go to somebody
100%.
Like yourself.
So come to askpaul.ie, go to Trusted Advisor, check out the new website we have, expertpensions.ie, get advice. But you really need 100% allocation. If you're going to go to a bank, the advisor that you're dealing with has no control over the charge. Like going into a restaurant, the menu's there and that's what the charges are. When you go to a financial advisor, if you come into the likes of Ask Paul or any of the trusted advisors on that site, trustedadvisor.ie, you're going to get a few options from the person who runs their practice is probably who you're going to be dealing with. So you're going to be able to say, look, if I do this, are we paying another product or what?
Like,
you
can negotiate and pick up the phone.
And pick up the phone and ask them. So like, please make sure you check out the two sites or three sites I've given you there. So askpaul.ie is all the financial plan stuff, but for pensions, I'd probably put you towards expertpensions.ie. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for a financial advisor, you don't want to come to me, you're living outside of Dublin, maybe you want a local advisor, please check out the trustedadvisor.ie.
Okay, Paul, just one last thing. This pension, the compulsory pensions are coming in, are they?
Well, they're supposed to be auto enrollment coming in from 2022, Trina. rumours are saying it's going to be 2023. Ugh, if it comes in, it comes in. It's a good idea. It's a good initiative. Basically means every employee over a certain salary and full time will have to pay into a pension plan automatically. They have to pay in, the government will pay in, and your employer has to pay in as well. There's massive stress on kind of SME businesses. Brexit's looming around the corner as well. So this is definitely important to the backbone, right? Because telling employers to pay into a pension plan is not going down well.
That they don't have the money
for. And I don't blame them, in fairness. It's a very tight kind of economy out there as well still for some employers. The idea behind it is that come 2026, 2027, there'll be nearly 6% paid in. So a couple percent from you, your employer, and then the government will add in 3% as well. Now, the reason for that, Trina, is that there's massive pressure on the state pension. So the state pension mentioned already is currently 12,600. Do you know where that comes from? That comes from your PRSI. You know, on your pay slip, when you see PRSI, most people think that that's tax. It's not. That's for insurance, social insurance. So it's like a job seeker's allowance, sick benefit, and the biggest one is the state pension. Currently, we have 5 people paying PRSI for every 1 retiree. Okay? So that's a good ratio. 5 people are paying into the PRSI pot, and there's 1 person old age pension taken out. Come 2040, that goes to 2-1. So there's going to be 2 people working for every 1 person on the pension. That's a massive strain. I don't think it's going to be there. If you're under 40, I don't think you're going to be getting a state pension.
Don't tell me that.
I really don't. Look, if I'm wrong, it's good. You have to plan. And by the way, this is not all about pensions. There's people out there that have rental properties. Fair play to you. It's great. Use that as your rental, as your pension income. There's people out there that have massive savings. The big thing that people don't realise, and I keep saying it, is that a pension is the best tax efficient product out there. So forget the word pension. If I said to you tomorrow, on post, have an account that operates tax free, gives you 40% back every year as a return, but you can't touch the 60, everyone would pile into it. It's the biggest tax free haven that we have, and it's legal.
Okay. We're sold, Paul. Thanks so much. AskPaul.ie is the website, and give me the other websites.
Go to expertpensions.ie too, and also if you're looking for a local advisor that you want to trust, go to trustedadvisor.ie.
Okay, thanks, Paul. There's Paul Merriman from AskPaul.ie. It's something for the weekend on Classic Hits.